The Iraqi government has launched an investigation into the execution-style killing of 49 unarmed Iraqi soldiers by insurgents. The killings took place last weekend. Iraqi officials suspect the freshly trained recruits were targeted by infiltrators in their ranks. U.S. military officials have long been skeptical of the loyalty of the Iraqi security forces, with some reason. Some American-trained Iraqi soldiers took up arms against occupation forces earlier this year. Lack of trust is a poisonous fact of life in Iraq. NPR's Ann Garrels reports that everyone is looking over their shoulder for a variety of reasons.
Evidence of infiltration has been steadily growing. Despite wholesale purges in the police force, one senior Iraqi official estimates as many as 5% of Iraqi security forces are insurgents or sympathizers. In September, an Iraqi National Guard commander in the region where the weekend ambush occurred was arrested by American forces. General John Batiste is commander of the 1st Infantry Division.
This particular general turned out to be absolutely working for the anti-Iraqi forces. He was working with the enemy,
Asked if he trusted the police in another locality, General Batiste had this to say.
No, not confident at all, but we will fix that.
Colonel Stephen Lanza with the 1st Cavalry was recently asked about the situation in Baghdad.
Do I trust the police?
He paused for a long time.
Under the right conditions, yes. My experience tells me is that I am wary of everything and everybody.
Lanza has uncovered insurgents working on his base and suspects they may well have been responsible for attacks on his troops. He's always looking over his shoulder.
Are you with the insurgent? Are you providing information? Are you providing intelligence? Are you housing them? Are you approving what they're doing? Are you directly or even indirectly part of it?
And then there are the fence-sitters. Colonel Lanza says many Iraqis are still reluctant to support the U.S.-backed government.
You say, okay, we don't know who's going to win yet. Is the insurgency going to win, or are we actually going to have elections in January, and is there going to be a stable government in Iraq? Well, we're going to sit this out and find out how it's going to go, because I don't want to pick the wrong side.
Lanza says insurgents and criminals of various stripes have stepped up their attacks on Iraqis working with U.S. troops, interpreters, guards, and contractors.
All the local nationals that live in the area that we're trying to provide jobs for and supporting, they get messages at their house or they get a phone call saying, don't work with the Americans.
An Iraqi who asked to be identified by the pseudonym Ahmed got one of those phone calls. He was working for a news organization. He isn't sure who threatened him, but four people working with Americans have been killed in his neighborhood. He quit his job.
People from Muqawama or resistance are completely spread all over the neighborhood.
Ahmed doesn't trust his friends and relatives. He doesn't even trust his father, who was once a senior member of the Ba'ath Party.
Not completely, believe me. That's the problem. You just don't know. You must watch what you are speaking about. Anywhere, in fact. Sometimes, even if I want to call you, I must go up on the roof. So I must speak really low, because I'm afraid from the neighbors to hear me like speaking English. Oh, this guy is the spy we've been looking for.
Lack of trust began under Saddam Hussein when Iraqis were urged to spy on each other. That lack of trust is even more complicated now with so many people with different agendas. Iraqis say it's impossible to know who's who. Political and criminal groups have joined forces, an opportunistic merger. Ahmed says no one is safe from an endless cycle of revenge.
The neighborhood's going crazy. Different sides. First, let's say Sunni Shia hatred is really being bad in the neighborhood. 3 days ago, they assassinated a Sunni man. The next day, they killed another Shia as a response.
Nowhere and no one is safe. More than 37 university professors around the country have been assassinated and countless others threatened. Students aren't safe either. Yonadam Khanna, the head of the Assyrian Democratic Movement, recently asked the National Assembly to do something about the northern city of Mosul, where shadowy Islamic groups are stepping up their attacks.
Now over 1,500 students from university are stopped coming to university. Today, the authority in Mosul are very weak.
Student Tommy George says it's getting worse in Baghdad, too. Threats have had a dramatic impact on fellow Christians. His group of Christian students at Mustan Sariya University is down from 150 last year to about 20 now, with many fleeing the country. George, too, is always looking over his shoulder. But calling himself a son of Iraq, he says he does not want to join the exodus. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.